On the weekend of April 20th to 22nd, 2001, a summit meeting was held in Quebec City to discuss the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, FTAA, or ZLEA in French, a deal that would dissolve trade barriers between all the nations of North and South America except for Cuba. The prospect of this agreement was not well received by many community and grassroots organizations throughout the Americas, who felt that local control over environmental, economic, and cultural issues was being compromised by first-world corporate interests. In the wake of large-scale anti-globalization protests in Prague, Seattle, and Washington, an estimated 40 to 60,000 individuals converged on Quebec City during the summit.
In the weeks leading up to the summit, security measures were enacted under the guise of protecting world leaders. To this end, a security fence was erected around the old city of Quebec, effectively isolating protesters from the site of decision makers. The fence became a symbol of the lack of interest in local concerns in the face of globalization. As such, it was a flashpoint for confrontation between police and protesters.
This piece examines the various oral occupations that occurred during protests against the FTAA. In particular, we wanted to highlight the deterritorializations effectuated through sound as resistance, and consider the space of protest as a complex and multi-layered one in opposition to the singular perspective represented in the mainstream media. In the aftermath, it was made public that police had responded by firing over 5,000 rounds of tear gas into crowds of peaceful protesters over 2 days. Activists, protesters, and innocent bystanders alike were all directly gassed.
Most of the sounds used in this piece were recorded in Quebec City at various rallies, marches, and in standoffs between police and protesters. The diversity of sonic textures and rhythms reveals the variety of tactics employed by protesters, from the carnival sounds of the pacifist march to the intense militant staccato of activists directly confronting the police at the controversial fence. Our piece, entitled There's a Risk of Arrest If You Turn Right, represents a further manifestation and diffusion of the live voices and sounds of dissent from Quebec City, maintaining the presence of these sounds of resistance in radiophonic space.